Hello, this is Kenneth. Minglaba, chano Kenneth ba. Welcome back to Easy Burmese. These are the patterns and the exercises related to the chapter where Nang U negotiates for the best price for a bunch of flowers. So we will be learning how to count in large numbers and dealing with something called counting classifiers or counting words. So what are these counting classifiers or counting words? Well, Nang U is asking for the price of a bunch of aung the bie. He says, aung the bie de zi. Aung the bie de zi. Aung the bie is the name of the flowers. De represent the number one. So what is this word zi? That is the word used for counting things in bunches. Similarly, when he refers to a strand of jasmine, he says zabe de gong. Zabe is the name for jasmine flowers. And de once again represent one. And gong stands for strand. Another counting classifier. Of course, people use them in English language too. For example, a bunch of banana, a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, a bouquet of roses, and so on. Except in Burmese, the variety of counting classifiers are much greater and the list is a lot longer. We will be dealing with only the most basic and commonly used ones. In the book, under grammar note classifiers for counting, there are a number of commonly used counting classifiers that are spelled out in romanized pronunciations. I will be giving you the pronunciations of that list right now, so follow along. Here we go. Kwet or gwet for liquid measure in cups. Blin or blin for liquid measure in bottles. Bue or bue for food servings. Kuk or guk for lifeless inanimate objects. Yao for people and human. Gaung or gaung for animals. Loan for round objects like fruits, balloons. Zi or zi for vegetables or flowers tied up in bunches. Gong or gong for items sold as wreath, strands, and strings. Te or de for counting clothings. First, let's practice saying the numbers 1 to 10 without any classifiers. I'll repeat each twice in Burmese, followed by English. Here we go. Ti, 1. Ti, 1. Hni, 2. Hni, 2. Thong, 3. Thong, 3. Le, 4. Le, 4. Nga, 5. Nga, 5. Chao, 6. Chao, 6. Kon or kune, 7. Kon or kune, 7. Shi, 8. Shi, 8. Go, 9. Go, 9. Bese, 10. Bese, 10. When the numbers are used with counting classifiers, they take a slightly different form. So let's practice this. First, let's try counting one person to 10 persons. So the counting classifier we need is yao for counting humans and people. Here we go. De yao, one person. De yao, one person. Na yao, two persons. Na yao, two persons. Thong yao, three persons. Thong yao, three persons. Le yao, four persons. Le yao, four persons. Nga yao, five persons. Nga yao, five persons. Chao yao, six persons. Chao yao, six persons. Kuan yao, seven persons. Kuan yao, seven persons. Xie yao, eight persons. Xie yao, eight persons. Guo yao, nine persons. Guo yao, nine persons. Se yao, 10 persons. Se yao, 10 persons. This time, let's practice counting one serving to 10 servings of food. The classifier you need is bue, sometimes pronounced bue. Here we go. De bue, one serving. De bue, one serving. 90 two servings. 90 two servings. 30 three servings. 30 three servings. 40 four servings. 40 four servings. 50 five servings. 50 five servings. 60 six servings. 60 six servings. 70 seven servings. 70 seven servings. 10 eight servings. 10 eight servings. 50 nine servings. 50 nine servings. 70 ten servings. 70 ten servings. All right, now let's practice the list under pattern practice 1 for numbers and classifiers. I'll give you the pronunciation as listed in the book. Let's do twice for each entry. Burmese followed by English. Here we go. Lu Diao, one person. Lu Diao, one person. Kui Nakao, two dogs. Kui Nakao, two dogs. Go Thong Bale, three bottles of Coke. Go Thong Bale, three bottles of Coke. Keyboard Legu, four keyboard. Keyboard Legu, four keyboard. T-shirt Ngade, five T-shirts. T-shirt Ngade, five T-shirts. Banvi Chao Long, six apples. Banvi Chao Long, six apples. Aung the Bie Quanasi, seven bunches of Aung the Bie. Aung the Bie Quanasi, seven bunches of Aung the Bie. Zabe Shikong, eight strands of jasmine. Zabe Shikong, eight strands of jasmine. Ye Go Gwe, nine cups of water. Ye Go Gwe, nine cups of water. Tame Sebwe, ten servings of rice. Tame Sebwe, ten servings of rice. Burmese words for T-shirt is Tisha, the Burmanized pronunciation of the English word T-shirt. So sometimes you might hear people say Tisha Dete for one T-shirt, or with proper English pronunciation, T-shirt Dete. When Nang U is asking for the price of a bunch of Aung the Bie, he asks, Aung the Bie de Z, Balao Le? Aung the Bie de Z, Balao Le? That's how much for a bunch of Aung the Bie. So let's try practicing some variations of this pattern as listed in pattern practice 2 in the book. Coke de Balao, Balao Le? How much is for a bottle of Coke? Di Shan Na Te, Balao Le? How much is for two T-shirts? Zabe Thong Gong, Balao Le? How much is for three strands of jasmine? Tamen Le Boe Balao Le? How much is for four servings of rice? Aung the Bie Nga Zi, Balao Le? How much is for five bunches of Aung the Bie? Coffee Chao Kwe, Balao Le? How much is for six cups of coffee? Banzi Quanalong, Balao Le? How much is for seven apples? Keyboard Shiku, Balao Le? How much is for eight keyboards? Thayet Si Golong, Balao Le? How much is for nine mangoes? Kaye Segong, Balao Le? How much is for ten strands of star flowers? The nature of Burmese currency is such that you would rarely be dealing in single digits or 10-digit numbers when you are asking for the price or buying something in the country. So, let's teach you how to count numbers in 10, in hundreds, in thousands, all the way up to 10,000. First, counting in tens. I'll do each entry twice. Here we go. Dase, 10. Dase, 10. Nase, 20. Nase, 20. Thongze, 30. Thongze, 30. Leze, 40. Leze, 40. なぜ50. なぜ50. 着せ60. 着せ60. こなせ70. こなせ70. しせ80. しせ80. ごぜ90. ごぜ90. でや100. でや100. Alright, now let's learn to count in the hundreds. Same method. Each entry twice. Here we go. Daya, 100. Daya, 100. Naya, 200. Naya, 200. Thongya, 300. Thongya, 300. Leya, 400. Leya, 400. Ngaya, 500. Ngaya, 500. Chaoya, 600. Chaoya, 600. Kwanaya, 700. Kwanaya, 700. Shiya, 800. Shiya, 800. Goya, 900. Goya, 900. The town, 1000. The town, 1000. Now, counting in the thousands, same way, each entry twice. Here we go. The town, 1000. The town, 1000. The town, 2000. The town, 2000. Thong town, 3000. Thong town, 3000. Lay down, 4000. Lay down, 4000. Nga down, 5000. Nga down, 5000. Chao town, 6000. Chao town, 6000. Kwana town, 7000. Kwana town, 7000. Shit town, 8000. Shit town, 8000. Go down, 9000. Go down, 9000. The town, 10,000. The town, 10,000. Remember that in Burmese, there is actually a designated word for 10,000, which is town. Unlike English, which doesn't have, so you have to refer to it as 10,000. But in Burmese, there is a word, so you can refer to it by a single number followed by that word town to mean 10,000. You do not say se town. You do not say se town. I've seen English speakers make that mistake, so I thought I'll preemptively explain this to you. So 10,000 is not se town, but it's the town. There is something else that is tricky about pronouncing Burmese words with combined numbers. Combined numbers are not round numbers like 2,560 and so on, but instead 2,300, 1,500, 650, 35, and so on. There is a tone drop that tends to happen. For example, if you want to say 2,300, it's not wrong to say Nataung Thongya, but native Burmese speakers are more likely to say Nataung Thongya, with a tone drop in the town. And if you want to say 1,500, it's not wrong to say Nataung Ngaya, but native speakers are more likely to say the town, Ngaya, with a tone drop in town. Let's say 650. You might say Chaoya Ngaze, but native speakers will more likely say Chaoya Ngaze. And even 35 or 25, you might say Thongze Nga or Nase Nga, but native speakers are more likely to say Thongze Nga or Nase Nga. So when you're learning to say the numbers, especially counting in large numbers, it's important to practice a lot, but also important to listen to how other native speakers pronounce the same number so that you can imitate that pronunciation. When Nang U is negotiating for the prices of 6 bunches of Aung the Bie, he makes a counter offer like this. Aung the Bie Chao Si, Na Taung Ngaya Ne, Yamala. Aung the Bie Chao Si, Na Taung Ngaya Ne, Yamala. That means, can I get 6 bunches of ongbaebi for 2,500? The key is the particle ne that comes after the counteroffer number. That particle ne allows you to say, can I get it for such and such price? So let's try practicing using that particle. In pattern practice 3, making counteroffers. Before starting on the mixed numbers, let's start with the round numbers to keep things easy. I'm going to repeat only once for each entry because this is fairly straightforward. Here we go. Patao ne yamala. Can I get it for 10,000? Godao ne yamala. Can I get it for 9,000? Shittao ne yamala. Can I get it for 8,000? Kwanatao ne yamala. Can I get it for 7,000? Chao tao ne yamala. Can I get it for 6,000? Nga dao ne yamala. Can I get it for 5,000? Le dao ne yamala. Can I get it for 4,000? Thong dao ne yamala. Can I get it for 3,000? Na tao ne yamala. Can I get it for 2,000? Da tao ne yamala. Can I get it for 1,000? Alright, finally, let's make some counter offers in mixed numbers. Now I will repeat each entry twice. Here we go. Da tao ne ya ne yamala. Can I get it for 1,200? Da tao ne ya ne yamala. Can I get it for 1,200? Na tao thong dao ne yamala. Can I get it for 23,000? Na tao thong dao ne yamala. Can I get it for 23,000? Thong thong le dao ne yamala. Can I get it for 34,000? Thong thong le dao ne yamala. Can I get it for 34,000? Na dao chao ya ne yamala. Can I get it for 5,600? Nga dao chao ya ne yamala. Can I get it for 5,600? Chao ya kuna se ne yamala. Can I get it for 670? Chao ya kuna se ne yamala. Can I get it for 670? Kuna ya shi se ne yamala. Can I get it for 780? Kona ya shisene yamala. Can I get it for 780? Shiya gozene yamala. Can I get it for 890? Shiya gozene yamala. Can I get it for 890? Goya tasene yamala. Can I get it for 910? Goya tasene yamala. Can I get it for 910. Numbers are particularly difficult to learn in a foreign language. In Burmese, because there are a lot of counting words that you need to use, it gets a little trickier. I will suggest that you listen to this clip again, maybe several times, until you remember all the numbers and the common counting words. I will see you later. Nau matweme.